This is Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in downtown Toronto. I'm Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Two architects from Hamilton, Ontario, took home the first place prize for best public toilet. The pair were tasked with reimagining what Toronto's public washrooms could look like in a recent design competition. Petra Matar, one of the winning architects, told our station that Hamilton's culture around washrooms isn't so different from Toronto's.
There's similar parallels between what's happening in the Toronto community. A big houseless population, a lot of mental health issues, no access to public washrooms or public infrastructure. Generally you have to go to a Starbucks or whatever in order to use a washroom.
A volunteer-led advocacy group, the Toronto Public Space Committee, asked architects, designers, and creative thinkers back in March to propose design ideas for community-oriented public washrooms. The collective was looking for washrooms inclusive to all gender representations. They were looking for washrooms designed to accommodate a range of users with different needs. Since then, the advocacy group received over 50 submissions from Canada and internationally. We spoke to one of the leaders at the helm of organizing this competition on the exhibition's opening night last Thursday. Here's Carr Martin.
Hi there, my name is Carr Martin, and I'm an architect, and I'm also a volunteer member of the Toronto Public Space Committee. We are at the launch of the exhibit for the To The Loo design competition. Tagline is the Toronto Toilet Design Challenge, and we're trying to highlight the issue of lack of access to public washrooms, and also trying to show how public washrooms could be so much better if we put more effort into them and if we got designers and creative people into designing them.
An overall winner, two runners-up, and six additional finalists were selected to be featured in an almost two-month run exhibition. Starting on July 10th, winners were announced on opening night.
This is the winning team. Is anybody getting, yeah, drum roll again? No gamblers in the audience? Okay. The winning team, Michael Morph, modular, scalar washrooms for Toronto's green spaces, Alan Reed and Petra Matar, design partners in architecture and interiors, DPAI, based in Steeltown, baby, based in Hamilton.
Aaliyah Reed and Petra Matar work in the same architecture office. Their winning design includes a green roof on top of the multi-use washroom hub, as well as showers intended, they say, for the unhoused community. While some resources exist, access to bathing facilities is often limited for these communities in Toronto. The other winning architect, Aaliyah Reed, says there are many aspects to the washroom experience that aren't always considered in most public spaces.
So we should really go beyond just the basic needs of a toilet and a sink.
Reed and Matar both agreed that bathrooms are often neglected as an experience. When designing toilets, participants entering the competition were encouraged to consider inclusive and aesthetic aspects to make the space more welcoming. Matar recalls how often washroom designs are overlooked within the architecture community.
And there's like always a running joke that, you know, in architecture school, you're going to graduate and all you're going to do is draw washrooms. Because it's always the first thing you do when you join an office, because there's so much code that goes into the design of washrooms and there's so much design opportunity. Even if it's like the most mundane washroom, there's so much thought that goes into the space. And when there isn't, you kind of know it. It is a huge part of our day. It's a huge part of our lives. And it is a space that we look down on.
Toronto has roughly 448 public washrooms for its population of 3 million, while only 172 are available year-round in public parks, according to the City of Toronto, at last count. Committee organizer Carr Martin says there's a real gap in our public realm when it comes to building washroom infrastructure. These are physical facilities, including plumbing, fixtures, and spatial design dedicated to personal hygiene and sanitation in public spaces.
Like, what is the state of public washrooms currently in the city? What is it about them that isn't working for Toronto's residents?
Well, mostly they don't exist. Public washrooms don't really exist. There are some that exist in parks. Most of the washrooms that you will access are going to be in Starbucks in a private space. The American Restroom Association has a target to have washrooms every 5 to 10 minutes of walking radius, right? So that's kind of what we want to work towards. We're a long way from that.
The collective says social stigma and discomfort around safety and hygiene often overshadows conversations around washrooms. Martin wants to get away from that.
I think what I've been thinking about a lot is the idea of developing a culture around going to the bathroom. You know, the idea that we've kind of just forgotten about this aspect of our lives in a public sense. And I like to think about it in terms of, you know, like we as humans, we kind of like eating and going to the bathroom are our basic functions. And we have this really rich developed culture around eating, but we just ignore the fact that we go to the bathroom every day, multiple times.
While there is no plan to actually build the designs that were submitted, Martin hopes it'll inspire city workers and the public to start thinking more critically about these shared spaces. In fact, they already believe it's had an impact on city councilors.
You know, the purpose of the design competition is to get people excited and build political will around this issue, and it seems to have had a direct impact at City Hall.
Mayor Olivia Chow moved a motion to improve Toronto's public washroom strategy that passed in March. The Toronto Public Space Committee submitted a letter in support of that motion, requesting Toronto City Council come up with a plan to maintain, upgrade, and expand Toronto's washroom network. Over 50 community groups, residents, associations, nonprofits, and city building practitioners signed on to that letter. While the city celebrated an early opening for park washrooms in May, Mayor Olivia Chow told reporters with current funding restraints, it's not likely for residents to see any new changes until next spring. Here's a clip from that press conference when our station asked Mayor Chow if there are any plans to build more washrooms within the city.
We can do a lot more. Some just don't have them. I've seen three porta potties, you could call them, in one of the subway stations, but they were locked. Right, so we need to do much better in public spaces, whether it's TDC subway stations, in street corners, because if you go to a lot of metropolis around the world, they do that very well, and we're not the best. So we are working on it.
With the city's budget not typically approved until February, Chow says there are still major decisions to be made.
But let me tell you, I have four grandkids, and when they are in a playground, when they have to go, my God, you better, you know, come on, Grandma, just like, you know, take me somewhere, okay.
It's like, sometimes when we have to talk about this, I'm just like, how are we talking about this? It's a no-brainer.
That's Christopher Pandolfi. He's the co-founder and creative director of the Department of Unusual Uncertainties, a Toronto-based creative studio. He was also one of the seven jurors challenged to pick the best washroom design.
Like, the studio's work has always been around this idea of like the public and like what the public means, how the public evolves, whether that's like, and like also this idea of like what space is. Classic like urban stuff, like who's it for, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, like, the really important thing is like also this, like Toronto, like should we even be having a competition about this?
Pandolfi lived in Mississauga for the last 20 years, but spends most of his time in the city. While praising much of the hard work gone into the competition, he told our station the lack of basic amenities in public spaces is frustrating.
From a very simple point of view, the basic functionalities of public space is like not even dealt with here. This is the richest city in Canada, the fourth largest city in North America. And like, we're talking about giving residents enough bathrooms in public space.
The exhibition is on until August 30th at 401 Richmond in the lobby space of the Spacing Store.
Do you live in Toronto?
I do, yeah.
What neighborhood do you live in?
I live up near Geary Avenue, but my studio's in Parkdale, near the project site.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there bathrooms near Geary?
No.
Where would you go if you need to use a bathroom and you were out?
Probably in the park, behind a tree.
Sounds good. Feel safe.
Yeah, that's reality.
Our theme music is created and produced by Robert Johnston. We're broadcasting from Met Radio, 1280 AM, CJTM in downtown Toronto. This is Mia Johnson for the Local Journalism Initiative.